The Coca-Cola Jobs website lists dozens of positions: lab technician, finance analyst, legal secretary. It does not list the one job at Coke that everyone in the business media is talking about: chief executive officer. That's because finding a CEO for a company the size of Coke is unlike any other job search, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
One Coca-Cola Plaza Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, the world headquarters of Coke. The main building is all concrete with a bright red Coca-Cola logo shining out over the Atlanta skyline from the roof. It's like a fortress, and there are security guards.
But see, you gotta be on that side of the street. You can't be right here on the corner. I'm sorry.
Somewhere in these headquarters, there's an office with Doug Daft's name on the door. He's Coke's current CEO. Daft plans to leave his office at the end of the year, and that gives Coke's board 9 more months to find a new leader for one of the best-known companies in the world.
The fact that they've had 3 CEOs in the last 7 years suggests to the board that they can't afford to take any missteps or make a mistake in this next decision.
Rakesh Khurana teaches at Harvard Business School, and he's co-authored a study on Coke. He says Coke has done a poor job developing future leaders from within its ranks, so the board is likely to look for an outsider, an executive who already has leadership experience. Khurana says this is what many companies are doing, and it's led to some bad appointments in the past.
The notion was it really didn't matter whether somebody had the functional or industry skills. What mattered more was how they were going to be received by the general investors, how they were going to be perceived by the media, and that ended up being first and foremost an important consideration for most boards.
Khurana says boards are conservative. They want to appoint someone with CEO credentials, whether or not that person understands the business he's being appointed to run. And this decision comes at an important time for Coke. The company's stock is slumping, it's being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and stores in England recently pulled Coke's line of bottled water from shelves because of health concerns. The stakes are high, and the candidates are few. It's an executive search firm's job to overcome those obstacles.
It's frequent that there are a relatively small number of candidates who would be both interested and qualified.
Dayton Ogden is the chairman of the executive search firm Spencer Stewart. Coke is working with a different company for its search. Ogden has found CEOs for many major companies, including Tyco, after that company's CEO was arrested on fraud charges.
Tyco is a good example. We're talking about a $36 billion enterprise, and there are very few general managers out there who aren't currently CEOs of major companies who have had that kind of experience.
Speculation about Daft's replacement has lately focused on the CEOs of Avon, Mattel, and Hershey's, as well as one internal candidate. Ogden says the speculation itself becomes a challenge in finding a leader for a major company.
Public scrutiny is not a friend to CEO search. It makes it more complicated. There's a voracious appetite on the part of the business press to find out who's in the lead.
If a first-choice candidate says no, it can make the company look bad. Caroline Levy is a senior beverage analyst at the financial services company UBS. She says there's also an element of time pressure to this search, despite Daft's assurance that he'll stay through the end of the year.
I think what's awkward here is they've put everything on hold, basically, in the minds of investors and I think many employees, while they have this open-ended search underway. So I think the company is a little frozen while the competition is able to move forward with long-range planning.
Levy believes there is someone out there who can fix Coke's problems. She says the board just needs to make its selection carefully and soon. Then it can step back and let Coke's new leader turn the company around. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Atlanta.